Hi, and welcome to the Healthy Families YYC podcast. I'm Dr. Lindsay Nealon. I'm a chiropractor, a mom of four, and founder of Healthy Families Chiropractic here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Lindsay. I'm so happy you're here. Parenting is full of decisions, big ones, little ones, and everything in between. And sometimes the simple question of what's for dinner feels heavier than it should. I know it does in my house. Today, I'm joined by someone who knows this challenge firsthand.
I'm Amy Kaziolka, mom of two.
She's been part of the Healthy Families community since the very beginning. We watched her and her husband, Connor, launch and successfully run Sprout Society and most recently rebrand to Better Day. If you're new to Better Day, it's a thoughtful meal delivery company. Thank you. We need more of those. That helps families reclaim their energy, lighten the mental load, and create more space for connection. My family receives our meals every Sunday. I'm thinking most Calgary families receive theirs on those days as well. I love healthy meals. Better Day meals are great, but the real test are my teenagers. Wyatt, who's 16, plays soccer, and like most teens, is usually drawn to fast food. He loves them. We've tried a handful of companies, and Better Day is by far his favorite. So Amy, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
As a mom of two and a business owner, what does mealtime look like in your family?
Our kids are still pretty young, so they're 1.5 and 4. So for us in the evenings, we're leaving work, we're driving home, we're swinging by daycare, we're picking them up, and my 4-year-old is already asking me, "Mom, what's for supper tonight?" How do they, I don't know where they learn this.
They're just food driven, yeah. Right? Like it matters what they're eating.
Yeah. What are we having? Are we having pizza tonight? And so for us, we're getting home, we're trying to figure out what's for supper and having a prepared meal in the fridge where I can just tell them, hey, go and grab your bowl, go grab your plate. And we pull something out of the fridge. We're able to split it in half perfectly for them at these ages. And they're able to just start eating right away.
Do you find that having some days where you're like, okay, we're going to sit and we're going to cook as a family, and then other days, okay, it's already ready and prepared in the fridge, just helps you as a parent?
100%. I feel like for us, we typically start the week off strong using meals that are prepared, ready to go. We know on what nights we have soccer or swimming lessons. And on those nights, we're coming home, we're saying, hey, we're opening, a couple Better Day meals, one for mom, one for dad, one for the kids to split. And, maybe we supplement with some veggies or a bowl of yogurt on the side, whatever it is. And obviously we love food and we love cooking. We started a meal prep company, so that doesn't take away that we still want to cook as a family and involve our kids in that. But we typically spend evenings that we don't have plans after supper, or on the weekends is when we'll, meal prep or decide out like, hey, we're shopping for these ingredients, we're cooking this as a family, and then sitting down and eating it. And on those nights that we know, hey, it's going to be busy or it's beautiful outside and we want to go for a walk after supper, let's just do something quick and let's just pull a prepared meal.
Yeah. Yeah. And not fast food, not a drive-through, right? It's quality ingredients, which is awesome. You often talk about the mental load that comes with meals. You've shared a bit of that, but do you feel like this is what most parents are going through in regards to kind of feeding their families?
100%. I would say like 90% of parents are dealing with this mental load, right? And it's not even just the cooking. It's the, do we have ingredients? What ingredients do we need? Let's go shopping. Let's deal with two kids running around a grocery store. How are we wrangling everyone?
It is much in a heart.
And then you're getting home and you're preparing, you're chopping the ingredients, you're cooking the ingredients. And then it's, hey, is everyone going to even eat this? Who's going to throw food on the floor? Who's going to say, I don't like this? Picking things out. And then by the time you get to the end of the meal, you still have to do all the cleaning too.
And tidying. I know that's when I'm always exhausted. I always kind of sit down and then I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So in your own family, balancing it all. I mean, I struggle with the word balance because I know that there's really no such thing as balance. But as far as like making it so that you can be a good parent, how are you finding that having the meals in the fridge, like, does it potentially give you more presence with your kids, or you're a better parent because of it? Like, what are you finding with it?
Yeah. And again, like you said, balance is a really hard word and it's going to look so different for everyone. Maybe for some families, it means that you're eating a prepared meal every day during the week and you're only cooking something fresh on the weekends.
On the weekends, yeah.
Maybe for some people, it's you just need to supplement a couple meals a week. I think whatever it looks like is okay. And for us, we really have found that we're the only ones who can be parents to our kids, but we can outsource other things like having someone cook our meals. You know, our meals are chef driven, chef designed, locally made. So for us to be able to feed that to our kids and know they're getting these nutritious meals that they actually like too, then we have time for other things. And I feel like when 7 o'clock rolls around, I'm not ready to snap. I'm feeling a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little bit more grounded.
Yeah. So, okay. So quality of the food, right? I know that is hugely important to us. I always want to know, where are you getting it from? Is it locally sourced? Where are you getting the ingredients for Better Day?
Yeah. So for us, a Better Day, definitely local is a high priority. Of course, living in Calgary and in Alberta, we're not going to get fresh produce all year round. We work with amazing suppliers. We work with Gordon Food Service. And a really big priority for them is that they mark whatever is local, whatever's Calgarian, Albertan, Canadian on their website and through our rep of GFS. So they bring in the suppliers, like they bring them to our warehouse for us to meet them in person and meet the people who are producing this food. And if we say, hey, this is an ingredient we really want, can we get it in Calgary? No. Okay. But we can get it for you guys in Vancouver. You know, again, it's not super local, but we're getting it in Canada. It's being shipped to us fresh. So those things are really important to us, that quality and being as local as we can while still keeping the prices affordable.
Yeah, totally. Because I know if you go completely organic, right, it's like, okay, that's awesome. But there are lots of things that are really cost prohibitive to be completely organic. As far as like quality of meat and stuff like that, are you looking for like hormone free or?
Yeah, again, we're looking for that like grass fed, hormone free when possible. And again, local. And that's our top priority. And when we can't have that, you know, in Alberta, again, we're looking, where's the next closest place that we can bring those things in while, again, still keeping those meals affordable for a family? Because we know that food, no matter where you get it, grocery store, fast food, meal prep, it's expensive to eat and to grocery shop and to cook. So we really do want to keep this as a service that is accessible for a lot of people.
Great. Great. Yeah. Yeah. We love them. I have noticed that some of the meals needed to be heated up, right? And on the container says microwave. We use our microwave as a bread box. What I have noticed is that it's super easy just to put in like a pan and heat it up on the stove and all of that. So I really like that.
Yeah, we say, you know, for the curries, pastas, yeah, just put them on the stove in a pot, in a pan, simmer them, saute the stir fries. And then other ones that you maybe wouldn't put in a pan, just put them in an oven safe dish, pop them in the oven. Maybe while you're getting everyone, you know, unpacked from school or kind of winding down for 20 minutes, quickly heat them up and you're ready to go. So microwave is definitely not necessary.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Great. What do you say to those parents that feel guilty when they're not cooking everything from scratch, right? They don't feel like they're being the mom that they wanted to be.
Yeah, I would just say, why are we putting this pressure on ourselves? There's enough things in this world that are making that. I mean, life's just hard enough. It's just hard enough as it is. And again, like I said, you know, you are the parent to your kid that your kid needs and that your partner needs and your family needs. And no one else can do that job for you. Of course, you like, let's call in supports for those things too, like grandparents, neighbors, whoever. But if you can outsource things like food a couple times a week, even, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know, not everything has to be made from scratch. And again, you're not going through a drive-through. And that's okay too. You know, for us, almost every Friday, we do pick up pizza on our way home because our kids love it. And it's a really fun tradition.
Their little fun night.
Yes, yeah, exactly. But at the same time, you don't have to do it all. And we don't have to do it all. And it's impossible to do it all. It really is.
I find that, you know, with the days that I have the energy and I want to cook from scratch, I really enjoy it. And then the days that there's just no time, or I thought there was time and there actually isn't time, right? Then you're not enjoying your time in the kitchen.
No.
So yeah, to have kind of a bit of just alternatives are great.
Yeah.
Okay. for those parents listening who are overwhelmed at mealtime, I know as far as like kids, you've got meltdowns, you've got tryouts for every sport at every different time. What do you encourage them? Do you have any like some quick suggestions on, okay, if you need to pull meals together, what are some easy tricks if they don't have you?
Yeah, I think like finding what your family likes. For example, for us, a really quick go-to is quesadillas. Again, something we know our kids are going to eat. It's like whatever veggies are in the fridge, quick chop, saute with some cheese, you know, chicken if you want to add a little meat, two tortillas, and you're ready to go. So I think finding quick and still healthy meals that you know people are going to eat. And again, like I remember being a kid growing up in sports. I'm eating in the back of the car on the way to swimming, on the way to soccer. So finding things that work for your family. And maybe for some people that is prepping on a Sunday night. And I know some people find that very like meditative too. But again, if you can think of the week and, you know, what am I going to do on these nights? What are the nights I just need that extra help? Or I need to make a quick quesadilla, quick stovetop pasta, whatever it is, and just, you know, being present with your family and going about your week.
So for the families who are listening and thinking, this sounds amazing, I'd love to try these meals. How does Better Day Foods actually work? What's the process if someone wants to purchase meals from you? Can you talk us through that?
Yeah, so we're primarily an online business, but you can find us in some stores around Calgary as well.
Great. Which stores are those?
Yeah. So Blush Lane, Community, Amaranth in both Calgary and Edmonton.
Nice. And meals, I noticed on the website, it's not just meals, right? We love the meal service part of it. What else can you get?
We've got a line of breakfast, some snacks. We do also have some other like Canadian businesses on our website. So we've got some like nut packs, different, you know, juices, that kind of thing. So again, for someone who's looking to maybe order a couple meals, but also, you know, an easy on the go snack, a juice to keep them going, that kind of thing. So they can go online. You can pick a one-time order or subscription, kind of whatever works best for you. You pick exactly what meals you want, just put them in your cart, check out, and then they're going to come in a cute little cooler bag right to your doorstep on Sunday.
I noticed that. I love the cooler bag. I was like, look at this. It's so pretty. Yeah. So we received ours. We are recording this podcast on a Monday. We received our meals yesterday and we were gone for the weekend. So our babysitter for Penny had one of the meals last night.
Amazing.
And then Wyatt has had the Donair bowl this morning or this afternoon for lunch. And so, yeah. It's pretty seamless.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty easy. And then if you have questions, just email us. We're here to help.
Right. Great. Can they find you on Instagram?
Yeah. Follow us on Instagram. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for this conversation. I love how you've reframed meals. I like that it's not another stressor, but an opportunity to support and give back energy and family connection. So, yeah, thank you so much for listening. Until next time, we'll see you on the Healthy Families YYC podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining me on the Healthy Families YYC podcast. To learn more or book a visit, head to healthyfamilieschiropractic.ca or find us on Instagram at healthyfamiliesyyc. You can always DM us as well. We'd love to know how you're doing. Until next time, stay kind, stay connected, keep smiling.